Lone Star, written by Paulina Simons and read by Lauren Saunders. Chloe pulled on Mason's hand to redirect his attention from the spectral past to the material her. Obligingly, he leaned over, and she kissed him to make him forget whatever it was he couldn't.
"I hope we find some good souvenirs," Mason said. "Everyone is dying of jealousy that we're going. I want to bring something back for them."
"Like the clap?" Blake asked.
"That's what you hope to get out of our adventure?" said Hannah. "Cheesy trinkets for your dumb friends? Perhaps a fridge magnet from Auschwitz?"
"Let's see if his friends can spell Auschwitz," muttered Chloe.
"I'm afraid," Mason said, "that the best part of my childhood is done. That when we come back, we won't be kids anymore. Won't see each other anymore." Slowly, he turned his head to stare at Chloe. In shame, she looked away.
"You and I will be kids forever, bro," said Blake.
"And we'll be only 2 hours from here, Mace," said Hannah. "It's not like we're going cross-country. You'll drive up one weekend, we'll come down the next. You'll see. It'll be awesome."
Now it was Mason who looked away. "Will it?" His dull voice faded into the white tablecloths.
Blake nudged Chloe. His black patent foot pushing the satin heel of her sandal, nudged her, eyeing his brother, as if to say, "Don't give up. Do something. Say something." Not knowing what to say, Chloe stared up at a lonely blue balloon clinging to life. It had drifted off and hid around a glittering chandelier.
Soon Spain.
What would it be like? Noises of cities, flickering lights, midnight music, endless dancing, now and forever. A raucous man to swoon and sing the words, "I want you to be queen." "I want to tremble and laugh," Chloe thought. "I want to cascade down the waterfall like a goddess, to see the substance of my fortune, to find the answer to my prayers. I want to see things I've never seen. Holy nights. Intoxicating nights. I want to feel things I've never felt."
"I just figured out what's in my blue suitcase," said Blake.
"Oh, God.
Of course. How could I have not seen? It's fantastic. But don't even ask. I won't tell you. You'll have to read to the end to find out what happens next."